Hello, and welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Welcome, everybody. Today, we're very excited to be heading back to one of our favorite places. I wish we were going in person, though. You know, this.
I know.
I know. We're far, far away from one of our favorite places, which is Natchitoches, Louisiana. Natchitoches is the oldest settlement. It is the oldest city in the state of Louisiana, and that means it has a whole bunch to do and a whole lot of history and really super cool people and meat pies. They have Cane River Lake. They have Kisatch National Forest. There's the Cane River National Heritage Area. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but we have experts coming on the show, so we'll let them talk. I'm very excited. Today, we're really focusing on how Natchitoches is a family-friendly destination. It's something we really, you know, picked up on the last couple of times we were in Natchitoches, right, Nancy? I think not only is it Priscilla, our pink sock monkey, our little travel mascot, but I think we feel like kids when we go there. Don't you think? I know. Maybe it's a candy shop. But
well, that helps.
You know, our little inner child comes out while we're there. And I don't know. Maybe it's the brewery. That would not be the same.
You can say if you go there, you feel younger. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a mommy on the show, and she is one of our tour guides when we're in Natchitoches each time. And I encourage you to go to their website, Natchitoches. I'm going to spell it because it's not how it sounds. It's Natchitoches, like Natchitoches. Natchitoches is how you pronounce it. So we got Kelly West from the Natchitoches Tourism, that is Convention and Visitor Bureau. They're right in downtown, overlooking the water. They've got a brick street up front by their doorstep. So that's the first place you want to go when you get to Natchitoches, is to the Visitor Bureau to get your maps. And there's a map for walking downtown. And there's candy right next door, too. So welcome back, Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing great.
Awesome.
It's, you know, a great time of year here in Natchitoches.
Well, yeah, you're nice and cool, huh? Do you get snow in winter?
Snow's a little few and far between, but it can get a little chilly. So, and it's wet cold here, so it's very much different.
But that's keeping your plants all happy, and that resurrection fern growing on the oaks. And you guys it's just such a beautiful area. So yeah, we miss it every time we hear the word Natchitoches. We're like, that name, that's like, oh yay, it's one of our favorite places. I do want to introduce, you got a special guest with you, Laramie Nichols. And Laramie works at a very cool place. It's called Lost Treasure Mining Company, and you will become a child when you go there. You will.
Yeah.
You will feel like you're playing Indiana Jones when you're there. Or, you know, it's really a fun place. So welcome, Laramie. How are you?
Hi, ladies. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Hey,
cool.
It's so cool out there. You guys have a fun spot out in the woods, literally. We went there. And Kelly, your kids love it there, right? Your two little boys.
Yes, they have actually lately been asking, when can we go back? I want to mine for more. So, they love it for sure. And there are various ages. So I was very happy to have something open here that they wanted to go back to time and time again.
Oh, that is cool. Because you really go for treasures, right? So, Laramie, tell everyone how that works, because you do have like the water coming down, and you gave us, like when we were there, we gave us big bags of rock gems, minerals, fossils, and arrowheads, and we still have our arrowhead that we found. I couldn't believe what we've got, big pieces of amethyst and,
you walk away full of treasure. That's the whole point.
Wow.
So cool.
I mean, that's so much fun. So parents get involved in this too, not just the kids, right?
We actually have, I would say probably 50% of the people that come to treasure hunt are adults and repeat adults, actually, come buying this, because each bag you're guaranteed, you know, so many gemstones, so many fossils, but you never know what you're going to get, and so the experience is never the same. And so we have a lot of repeat people, and old to young, they all love rocks. It's really been an experience. It's been fun to be a part of.
Wow,
so cool.
So you basically you pour the gemstones into the water thing. You're sifting in that little baskety thing.
Yes, ma'am. So we have several different types of rough. I did not know that it was called that. I just thought it was, you know, dirt. But we were corrected. It's called mining rough. And so you get your bag of rough. We give you a panning tray, and you can go and take – some kids do it in 2.5 seconds, and that's the whole experience because they dump it all at once. And then some people are there for hours just painstakingly washing every little stone they find. And so it's fun to watch.
Oh,
people.
That's interesting.
Hmm. You know, this is what they should do to get kids doing the dishes.
Ah, there you go. Kelly, make it Indiana Jones themed.
Yeah, would that work for you? Kelly at home, get your kids to, you know, do the dishes, put some treasures in there.
There you go. That probably would work. At the bottom is the Wi-Fi password. Have fun.
That is so, well, that is the thing about this, is that you're doing something with your hands. It's, you know, it's tactile, and it's not a video game, which
correct.
I think it's getting harder and harder for parents to kind of not give into it, but also want to be able to find things that their kids will really stay. I mean, do your kids get bored, Kelly? I mean, and what are their ages, so we can kind of give people an idea of, you know, when I say about, you know,
certainly,
their attention span.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they certainly do. So I have 10, 8, and 3. And so,
three,
you know, the 10-year-old's kind of right in between, you know. He's not really playing with toys, but he's, you know, trying to find something to do. The 8-year-old is kind of almost in that same, but he plays a little bit more with toys. And, of course, the 3-year-old, you know, anything to keep his mind going is what he wants. But, you know, they all love to be outside, which is what's great about Lost Treasure, because they can get some fresh air. You can socially distance while you're doing it, you know, if you feel that you need to, you know, be away for a little bit. But also, you know, yes, they love things that are kind of science-y, too. And so, you know, because one of them's learning more about, like, rocks and minerals and things like that in school, and the other one's learning more about, like, gas and solids and things like that. So it's always interesting to see how they take what they're doing and say, oh, yeah, and this is a solid, Mom, and it's made of whatever. So, you know, the educational value in it as well, they have no clue that they're actually learning because it's
right.
fun.
But what I think that's part of the charm of the place is, I know I was brought up as my parents were rock hounds, and we went out in the desert and we looked for gems, and so for me it was like, oh boy, I'm a kid again. But it does spark an interest in geology and how the actual earth was formed in layers and where the rocks come from. So I think it's a soft path to education, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We have actually it's called an assay table. So once you find all of your stones, you can go and look, see where they are found in all the world. Even, you know, North America, we don't actually have all the gemstones that you will find in your bag. And so you can actually pinpoint the location from where your gemstones originated. And it's literally all over the map. So that's a really cool finishing touch to it.
Wow. Now I want to go back and do that.
See? Come on.
Oh.
I know. I want to go play. And the other part that's so cool about, you know, this is an attraction destination for kids. I mean, it's a huge property. So they're outdoors. It's shaded. You know, you can get drinks there and everything. But you've also got some seasonal attractions there. And one is just the dark woods. You know, I know Halloween's over, but everyone should plan for, you know, Halloween in 2021.
There you go.
Favorite year.
Absolutely.
To really get spooked, because when we went in there, man, I don't care what age you are, you get nervous, and it is the coolest haunted house ever.
It's cool.
That is amazing, and that really goes all October, right? The haunted house.
Yes, ma'am. So our 17-acre park is actually called Dark Woods Adventure Park, and the Lost Treasure Mining Company is just one of our attractions that we are now hosting. So we also do the 2 professional haunted houses that are nationally ranked towards the end of September and then all through October, which are always really fun. This year we had such a turnout. And then we do Christmas in the Park all of December. So we turn everything into a kind of a country walkthrough, and it's a little less crowded than the downtown experience you get in downtown Natchitoches. So it's really fun all year, different attractions going at once. It's definitely growing.
That's awesome. What is a website for people to know and connect with you?
Yes, ma'am. It's darkwoodshaunt, HAUNT.com. The darkwoodshaunt.com, and you can find information about all the different attractions we host.
Yeah, and Christmas, too. So there's some Christmas
yes,
there.
I know. Don't let the haunt throw you off. We just haven't got Darkwoods licensed yet.
Yeah, you got the haunting. Yeah, you got Darkwoods. You got Christmas. So it becomes a nice Christmas village. And then you get your Indiana Jones adventure. So it is, like, fun. And I think the other thing is fun for a whole family. Everybody
Absolutely.
Has something to do. Kelly, how many times are there activities for your kids where you're just like, okay, they're playing and having a good time, and I'm kind of bored now? This is a place that's not like that. Yeah.
Nope.
You gotta,
not at all.
Yeah, to keep the parents entertained too, man. That's exactly. Otherwise, they're going to wander off and have a margarita somewhere. I don't know. They've got to be part of it. And for kids to play with them too, you know, that's the other thing is to, as a family. Mm-hmm. Speaking of margaritas, now Natchitoches food, let's talk about food. I know we can't really talk about cocktails and family time, but well, I don't know why not, but you've got the candy store next door to you. Kelly, that's so dangerous. I love that candy store.
It is. It is. And, you know, just wrapping up the holiday season, they had hot cocoa that was my afternoon treat. So it is very dangerous to have a candy store right next door. But it is a lot of fun. And kids of all ages, obviously, really love going in there. They try to keep, you know, interesting, fun, seasonal things in there that you wouldn't find just at a convenience store or your, you know, typical grocery store or box store. So they really change up what they have. During the summer, they usually do specialty shakes and real roasted nuts and different things. So it's a lot of fun to go in there. They have a fill a cup where you can buy a cup and you can fill it with as much candy from, you know, different piles. They have saltwater taffy, and they have, you know, your Starburst and your Sweeties and your, you know, suckers and Tootsie Rolls. But then they also have, you know, your gummies and your jelly beans and things like that. So it is full of surprises.
I want to go there for Easter.
Yeah.
Yep. I bet you they have all the good stuff in there for Easter. You know, you got to have your jelly beans and then what? Valentine's Day, kids get to celebrate Valentine's Day, and families get to do that too. So you got a lot of holidays coming up for that. But what about restaurants? All I know is Natchitoches has really good food everywhere you go, and meat pies is your signature dish. That's got to be something really easy for kids to actually eat too. Like, you know, when you walk around, or, you know, as a family, you know, is the mess factor a little less when you eat a meat pie?
Well, you know, and my oldest son, for instance, loves a meat pie. So if we go somewhere and we say there's meat pies on the menu, he is one happy kid. But, you know, a lot of especially our downtown restaurants that are right here in the Landmark Historic District have really great kids menus. You know, great selections, good food for kids. So that way mom and dad can have a really nice meal, but the kids are kind of taken care of too. And I really appreciate that as a mom with three kids, you know, that I know when I go to eat somewhere that, you know, we'll be able to find something that the kids will eat. And it's a good kids meal. They won't leave hungry, you know, and in good options.
That's important.
You know,
actually,
yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah.
I like that.
And the other thing, speaking of food or drinks, this is interesting. Cafe Frederick Mercantile, the mercantile in downtown, the oldest mercantile in the state of Louisiana, right? Your kids can experience what it's like to get a bottle of Coke for 50 cents. I think it is. I don't quote me on the amount. But actually go in with a Coke bottle, open it, get it out of like a big old cold, you know, refrigerator thing. But you don't, I mean, that's something you don't see everywhere.
And so exactly.
Get the old school Coca-Cola.
Yes, and get that nostalgia as well. So, yes, it's right at the front of the store. Yeah, and I think it's like a dollar donation. You know, it's on the honor system. You drop your dollar in, you grab a Coke, and it is a nice cold Coca-Cola. out of the bottle. So, I mean,
and a smile.
That has a different flavor to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real. It's real. True. And then they also have a kids' toy section. I'm just saying, you could get your keys done. You'd be shopping for your tractor and turn around, literally, and get, like, kids' toys and kids' books and kids' clothes. They have everything in that mercantile. It's fun. It's a fun
it's
place.
The old-fashioned toys, which is so much fun to see because you just can't find them in the normal, you know, gift shops and toy stores nowadays or, like, the old-school things that are kids
cool.
are in love with.
Yeah, like those little red wagons.
Yes, the red flyers. Oh, and the antique marbles and, yeah, all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, I dig that. I miss playing marbles. I loved playing marbles and collecting marbles. See, I'm telling you that Natchitoches is going to get you feeling like a kid, you know. This is so fun over there. Also in the downtown, you have the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And just on the outside, it's still part of the National Historic District. Is Fort St. John Baptiste. That fort is very historic. It's part of the El Camino Real de los Teos, the National Historic Trail. Did I say that right, Kelly? I've got to get this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounded good to me.
Yeah, but these historic sites, like you're part of the Cane River National Heritage Area, you've got Cane River Creole National Historical Park, and you know all national park units have a junior ranger program. Where they can go around, it really gets them interactive inside of the park, and they learn. It's like having a ranger Rick book. It's fun. But going around the park and like Melrose Plantation, all of these historic sites, they do really try to work towards really getting kids engaged. And sometimes I know they have docents dressed up in period dress, depending on when you go. But that's got to be fun, you know, taking them to these historic forts and sites.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, a lot of them, they will tailor, you know, if they know that they've got a lot of kids on the tour, they'll tailor it to where, you know, it's on the children's level. Fort St. John Baptiste, you know, obviously we were under a shutdown last year and, you know, through, you know, socially distanced and, you know, fewer travel numbers and things like that, they actually developed a virtual tour, and you can it's almost like a virtual field trip to the fort. And so you can actually look that up and take a virtual tour of the fort. And so they did a lot of, you know, thinking about kids and what they can see when they do and what they can touch. And, you know, a lot of the things in the visitor center are very interactive. You can, you know, touch little buttons and it lights up like where the original site of the fort was or where the original site of the town was. And all ages as well. They have like a little block building section and where a place where you can sit and learn about the animals that are in the little natural habitat area right outside the fort. So they do a really nice job of catering to kids so that way the whole family gets a good experience.
I dig that.
Cool.
I dig it.
That's
fun.
Cool.
I know. And the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame is downtown and also connected to the Louisiana Museum as well. That's got like all the history of Louisiana and the area. But the Sports Hall of Fame, that's got to be cool for kids. And learning about like, you know, different athletes. Of, you know, just kind of looking up at their heroes, their sports
exactly.
heroes.
And, you know, they've got some interactive things where you can look up, you know, certain athletes that you want to, you know, learn more about and you can read about them. And then even when you go upstairs, there's a history of Louisiana sports. So it walks you from football to basketball to soccer to track to, you know, motorcycle racing. And so they can see jerseys and memorabilia and, you know, replicas and trophies and all those types of things of the Louisiana sports side of things. So it is a really cool thing for kids to see and to be able to experience as well.
I liked it in there. We had a good time. They had that interesting car. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yes,
that
the race car.
The race car. You got a race car in there. Yeah. Hey, why not? Let's get in there. Let's go for a ride. It's going to happen. Well, you know, also going towards the river, Cane River Lake, it's so beautiful. And one of our highlights was going on the Cane River Queen, this, you know, beautiful boat. It's a paddle boat, right?
Yes.
It's a paddle boat. And you've got the captain that takes you around, and they let kids kind of, you know, be the captain for a few minutes and, you know, just paddle around. It's such a cool way. And it's cool for parents just to chill out a little bit while the kids are like, ooh, ah. There's a gator, you know?
Yes, definitely. You know, my kids love to be on boats no matter what. And so to be able to say, oh, we're going to go on this boat ride, they were like, oh, that's fun and cool. And so, yes, and Captain Paul keeps it entertaining. He usually has music going. So it's a fun time on the Cane River Queen for sure.
And then you've got the water, too. I know you like to go kayaking, huh?
Yes, I do. And, you know, we
cool.
do have an outfitter that's right there on Cane River Lake. So if you think, you know, oh, gosh, it's so pretty, I'd love to get out on it, you can. You can rent a regular kayak. You can get a pedal kayak. So you just sit there and pedal. You don't get wet, so you can be, you know, in your normal clothes. They've got hydro bikes, so the little bicycles on the paddle boards that, you know, you just pedal down the river and back. So it's a really great opportunity to get out on the lake and get some exercise as well.
Do kids get scared about alligators, you know, going in the water? It's a genuine question. I mean, how do you handle that? Like, to me, I mean, I went through wildlife in Africa and stuff, and, you know, Nancy taught me about how to be aware, and yet at the same time, I'm like, dude, that's so cool. You know, that excitement, too.
Yeah, we do have alligators in the Cane, but they're not really downtown. They're closer to the dams and further out in the less trafficked areas, per se. So you know, there's not very many times you're going to be, you know, riding along or paddling along and see an alligator. Not to say it wouldn't happen, but I mean, for the most part, with like if you're going to go out on a hydro bike or a pedal kayak or whatever with your kids, you're going to stay around the downtown, so you shouldn't have to worry too much about that.
Okay, cool. And well, I'll tell you, Louisiana was the first place we ever went kayaking, mm-hmm. and it was
so
the Bayou Rapids. We went in the Bayou. We went we all your area in the no man's land. We went kayaking and we didn't get in any trouble. We had frogs that jumped in.
Yeah,
little frogs. They were so cool. And you see things at a whole different view, you know, when you kayak. You see the birds, you see the wildlife. And in the downtown, I want to do the down in your area because it's got to be such a cool way to see the town. You know, that's what I loved about being on the Cane River Queen was like, you just see the town in a different way, you know.
I agree completely. And, you know, during our Christmas festival, Christmas event season, you know, the Queen's running and doing night tours. So you're actually, I mean, that's the closest you get to the Christmas set pieces because normally you're completely across the lake from them. So it offers a completely different view of the lights than what you're used to on the land.
Mm. Laramie, have you been out on the water?
I haven't been on the Cane River Queen yet. We really, really want to, since its inception, we just haven't had the opportunity, but I'm dying to, so hopefully after the Christmas season slows down a little bit, we'll take me and my husband out on a date, and it'll be fun.
Cool.
Oh, cool. And it is
cool,
a great
cool.
date night.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because your Christmas goes to Epiphany, right? Your holiday season. Okay. That's cool. And then it gets into Mardi Gras land. I mean, Louisiana is fun. I know everything's different with COVID. Things are on, they're off, they're up, down, all around. But everyone, if you just keep up with Natchitoches.com, you'll know what's going on. And their social media, they're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you also got that hashtag, Go Natchitoches, right?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Go Natchitoches. It'll give you a like, nice insight. It's like an app. You can download it on your phone. It's cool. Tells you what's going on and everything, so that's a good way.
Yeah.
Just a little bit out. Oh wait, before we get out of your immediate areas, you have Grady Irwin was a new park that we discovered with you, and I love that little trail that takes you down to the water, and you know just that whole. Remember, I know there's beaver down there. We saw those tracks, remember?
Yeah.
Or maybe they're raccoons.
Yes.
Who knows? Possum. You know. I don't know.
Yeah,
you never know.
The Grady Irwin Nature Trails are, you know, a natural protected area really in town. I mean, you're not even far out of town when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of butts up real close there to Darkwood. So, you know, they're right there kind of in that same little area. But there's three trails on the Grady Irwin, ranging from like a little under one to a little over 1.5. So you can do one, you can do all three, but they wind down through the woods, and it's a really peaceful, beautiful little hike. people do bring their mountain bikes and, you know, ride the trails as well. So it's a really nice little rest, and especially like if you're just looking to get outside and do some walking or, you know, some socially distanced, you know, activities, it's a perfect place for it.
And some of the biggest trees I've ever seen in Natchitoches. The other day, we were walking our dogs, and I was like, oh, my goodness, that pine tree is literally the biggest one I've ever seen. And it's just this little gem that you find in the middle of the trail.
Wow. I loved it out there. We had all those mushrooms. Well, we were out of – for some reason, we always visit Natchitoches on the same week time frame. It's the oddest thing. It's always June, July or something. It's around the – it's like – I don't know. It's like it's like a magnet draws us back to summer in Louisiana, and I dig it because there was all those.
You miss
those
the hot weather. That's what
I do love the hot weather. I know. Listen, you got a brewery, so it doesn't matter. You can get hot and go sweaty, and then go to the brewery. You know, go for a kayak. It's all good. But that trail was nice and shaded, you know, and they had all that fungus, all these different kinds of fungus, and there were egrets and wildflowers. And one of the places I would like to, you know, take kids if I had kids would be Briarwood. I know we're going to do an interview the road here, Kelly, with them of their Briarwood Preserve. It's really, you know, celebrating the legacy of what Carolyn Dorman did in regards to starting Kasatki National Forest and, you know, protecting it, I should say, in this swath of land. Is incredible. Remember all the flowers in that meadow? Like, that's going to be so cool for kids to go there and play when they're open.
Definitely. You know, and that was during shutdown, they were still open. So we were able to take the kids out there one Sunday just to get them out of the house and get them out in nature and do something with them. And
cool.
And it really is. They were pretty fascinated by the different types of flowers. One of my sons loves gardens and flowers and plants, and he's always been drawn to those things. So he loved being out there with the Natch, because a lot of them just grow in the wild. And so just being out in nature and being able to say, look at this leaf or look at that, or they have one of the state grand champion pine trees out there, and so Grandpappy is very old and very big, and so you know, it's a treat to be able to see that too.
And there's frogs out there, and you're out there.
Yes.
Toads, frogs. I don't know which one it was, but like, you hear them ribbity ribbit.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's so pretty out there. And then you've got Kisatchi National Forest. I know, you know, there's still cleanup going on with, you know, the forest after what happened with the hurricane. But they're starting to open up, right, where you can do some of the trails?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They've slowly been opening trails up and clearing out debris. You know, they were hit hard back to back with between Hurricane Laura and then Hurricane Delta. And so, especially with Laura, there were a lot of trees. I mean, I don't remember the exact number, but they were saying like equivalent to how many houses. And it was astounding how many trees were down from that. So they've been having crews come in who specialize in that type of, you know, debris removal without using electrical equipment. So they're literally clearing these trees with like hacking.
Oh my gosh.
You know, machetes and, you know, manual labor. And so it's been a pretty interesting thing to watch for sure.
I loved it. Well, I love the longleaf pine, the Vista. We loved that little hike, and we went through a summer storm, and we saw wild pigs, and we went sliding around in the mud. It was so much fun.
Yep.
So many flowers, and so you got to the highest peak in the state of Louisiana. Went up a little butt to get there. Just a little butte. But so that would be, you know, when it's open, if it's that trail itself is open. It's nice and interpretive, you know, for folks to do. But, you know, speaking, getting a little bit out of the area, but in the same parish region is Fort Jessup and also the Country Music Museum, which is part of Rebel State Park. Both of these are part of the state park system for Louisiana. And I remember them. I mean, they have all the, you know, things dressed up. It's fun. And that's got to be another cool family friendly place to go, I would think, to take kids to learn.
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, Fort Jessup, you know, is one of the earlier colonial forts on the western border of America, you know, in the Louisiana Purchase, and, you know, military history, especially boys, but, you know, all children, you know, they're drawn towards military history a lot of times. And so that one's really interesting, and they have the museum that kind of tells the story of the soldiers' lives, and they have the cool kitchen, and they really explain how the soldier lived. And then, yes, Rebel and the Country Music Hall of Fame, and, you know, the kids get to kind of interact with different things in the museum, and adults get to see, you know, the Kitty Wells' guitar and Johnny Cash's, you know, I believe it was his shirt, and then Hank Williams' shirt in there. And so there's memorabilia, there's
cool.
information, there's exhibits, and it's a lot of fun and very educational as well.
Yeah, see, that's cool. And I think kids that are into music are going to like that, you know. And it's
oh,
cool.
For sure.
You know, if they're into country music, they should know who, what, and where, and why, and how. You know what I mean?
Exactly, kind yes.
Of, yeah, get in there and get to understand that part of it. And there's lots of dais out there, too. Like, you can go on a trail, and that's, like, some intense history. That's a place that I want to go back and learn some more. And there's some trails around there. But that was a fort. But the fort's not there anymore, right? There, it's like... You can see where stuff went down. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the outline is still there.
Yeah, it's really fascinating out there. So, okay, I think we got most of it, didn't we? I mean, there's so much. Did we get it all?
I think so.
I think we did. I don't know. I just want to go back and play, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I have one more
yeah.
thing that actually wasn't open when you were here before, but reopens. They've been open Saturday, Sundays, but starting March, April, they'll be open 7 days a week. It's our Alligator Park under new ownership. It's now Gator Country, Louisiana, and you'll be able to watch alligator feeding shows. You'll be able to wade in a table in a wade in water with baby alligators in a pool, and you can feed the little baby alligators, and petting zoos and all kinds of fun things out at Gator Country. So just another family friendly activity that's been added to the lineup here in Natchitoches.
Wow, you guys have a lot going on, a lot. Well, we're glad, you know, that everything's open as much as it can be. And I know things change, but that's another good reason to go back to the website, which is Natchitoches.com. So it's Natchitoches. So like Natchitoches. And there's all kinds
yes.
of family-friendly lodging, too. Great hotels. I know we stayed at the Best Western and the Holiday Inn. Very much family-friendly. Those are easy to stay in. If you've got kids,
definitely
easy to do. And vacation rentals and Airbnbs and B&Bs, but mostly B&Bs don't always tend to be for families. They're kind of more
couples.
No. Some are. We found
yeah.
a couple, but they're kind of rare. Yeah, it's kind of a rare thing. But
it's a different experience.
You guys have a time. There's always something. You got everything to choose from in the area
yes,
in Natchitoches. For sure. But thank you so much for joining us, Laramie. It's a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you again. I cannot wait
and
to
give everyone the website. What's the website again?
Darkwoodshaunts.com. Come check it
Darkwoodshaunts.
Out.
Darkwoodshaunts.com. You guys go
yes,
there. It's so much fun. Go get your arrowhead. That we have our arrowhead. Well, we got a lot of loot when we were there, but we were really nice and gave it back because we can't like carry it. You know, we travel full time, but
right.
we do have the arrowhead in the car at, you know, right at the front dashboard. And that is our like protective, don't mess with the car. Don't mess with us. Like, it's
oh,
bad
I love
juju.
That. I can't wait to tell our staff. That's going to tickle them.
Yeah, that's our thing. Like, don't mess with me, you know. And we've gone everywhere and been through all kinds of things. We could write a book about 2020 and travels and the escapades of, like, the true down-home stories of stuff going weird. So it protected us from all of that. So I'm just saying, it's got good juju. So thank you both for joining us. You guys have a wonderful start of the new year. Have fun
yeah.
with all your fun activities and attractions and meat pies and candy. And please say hi to Arlene for us. We miss her, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
we got to play a song, always from Louisiana, if we're going to be talking about Natchitoches. And this one is Chicken and Waffles, because I just thought we're talking about kids, and kids are going to love chicken and waffles, right? And
sure.
I just kind of feel like, yeah, it's just a fun song, and I love it. So it's a good excuse. And now I want ice cream because of waffle cones. So there it is. Yeah. All right. I know, right? So important. Here it is, Chicken and Waffles from Johnny Mastro and the Mama's Boys out in New Orleans. You can keep up with them at johnnymastro.com. Take care, ladies.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.